beginning our practice with remembering and reconnecting to the renunciations. What is the felt sense of renouncing judging mind right now? How does that affect your body sense in the mind, the heart, all the aspects of body? No matter how temporary, to be without judging mind. Having renounced comparing mind. What is the felt sense right now? It's quite dramatic for me in this moment. It's like the kind of dropping. It's like I'm dropping into groundedness. Having renounced fixing mind, what is it like to have fixing mind, this compulsion, this kind of rushing to, this not staying with because we're leaving in order to fix, so we're not getting the insight about the moment because we're abandoning it before we ever stay to get to know it and know ourselves in that. So what's it like to have committed as best you're able to not fix? With these qualities established, we turn to our practice. We arrive into our practice from this wholesome state, arriving here. Now. The immediacy of the moment. And our mindfulness. The mindfulness is attuned to. The telescope, the microscope is tuned to this moment. The signature of this moment. This is a practice. We can hold this practice of arriving, knowing that we're arriving as best we're able. Does that change it for you? It's not an excuse. It's not a bypass. It is truly, I'm living my intention as best I am able. Feel the humility. Isn't it freeing? And this arriving, it just keep being, arrive being. Dhamma, arriving in the Dhamma, mindfulness front and center. Mindfulness at every sense door. Mindfulness in the entire surround, including being mindful of the mind that would judge, compare, and fix. So there's a completeness. It's sphere-like. It's a container from which to know our experience, to let it in and yet be protected. This wholesome intention may be more deeply revealed now, why we note the wholesome intention. And we become available. We're available here, now. This feeling of being available could be very physical in nature. Your whole body feels here and now and available. Or it can be more in the head or more in the heart, or all two or three. And then the aligning. Aligning, aligning. With Buddha or Dhamma or Sangha or two or three of. Aligning with the Buddha Dhamma Sangha's refuge. Aligning with non-harming as best I am able. Aligning with creating a vast reception for others within my mind heart. I wish to receive before I judge. I wish to have experience of safe or not safe, rather than judge in advance. May I be more open, more receiving to the experience of others. And we are aligned. We recognize that we are inspired, that there is a degree of protection, and there is an uplift feeling to be with this compassion for others. So satisfying, so deeply, quietly satisfying, or whatever it may be. Then we recognize, because we've trained ourselves to recognize, it can happen spontaneously, but it makes a real difference to train ourselves to notice, because we forget to notice. We get a little too collected and unified and we don't notice. So we deliberately notice that there is an available, aligned experience within us, no matter how modest. Only if it's directional. and this aligned available, available aligned becomes our focus point, our object. It's a consciousness of being aware of consciousness object. Our consciousness is of a certain quality that we have cultivated, and it's aware of consciousness. Knowing is knowing, knowing. And it's grounding. And it's revitalizing. And it opens the heart. Staying here. The mind may be groggy a little, or it may be have a little exhaustion in it because you've been exposed to so many new understandings of ways to practice. Or it may be fresh and bright. I am available and aligned as best I am able in this moment. And then we turn to our satipatthanas, the four satipatthanas, the four foundations of mindfulness. And first we establish ourselves, now not in consciousness, but in the body breath. It can be all body, or it can be body breath, or in times if it's body breath, oftentimes the feeling of the body drops away and there's only breath. And then eventually even the breath drops away and there's only consciousness, no unconsciousness. So in this body, and then in this breath, this next breath, wind element. Body or breath or body and breath. That inward staying is still there with us. Even if your mind's sleepy, it's still there. And now reconnect to the vital body, this vital consciousness, this aliveness in us, the chi, the prana. And now notice the emotional capacities that you have. Notice the thought capacities. Is there a lot of thought or little thought? Are they tending to be small thoughts that are not particularly unsettling, or they're unaffecting in nature? Or they could be inspiring, or being of a nature that's really unsettling. How are you doing in your own practice? It's not so easy, maybe. Notice when you need to acknowledge, as best I am able. You're collecting and unifying the mind. But for purposes of watching the mind, when it collapses, when it grabs hold of, when it actively rejects these ways of judging, comparing, fixing, and the hindrances. We're not going out and looking for them. We're interested when they arise spontaneously. So can thoughts come and go, and you leave them alone? Can the emotions flow, if they want to flow, and you ride the waves of those emotions? You stay with, not objecting, not tensing? Or are you just resting back in that emotional body consciousness? remembering to remember your renunciation vows. It's a little different doing the practice on one's own. It's very useful for the first number of years to have a fair amount of exposure to someone guiding us through. But we can do it on our own, and we can at home do it on our own. And so we want to make it part of a home practice.